In a weekend interview, Vladimir Putin laughed at the suggestion that you had called him a killer. Is that still your belief, sir, that he is a killer? And I'll continue the trend if you don't mind of asking a second question. Do you believe if he does agree to cooperate, then what kind of a challenge do you find yourself in? How would you ever trust him? And if Ronald Reagan said trust but verify, what do you say to Vladimir Putin?
To answer the first question, I'm laughing too.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, June 14th, 2021. Welcome to day 146. Joe Biden reaffirmed Article 5 of NATO's commitments, a central tenet of collective defense, calling it a sacred obligation and adding that the alliance is critically important for U.S. interests. The comments were a sharp contrast to Trump, who once declined to endorse Article 5 and called the alliance obsolete. NATO leaders also said in a summit statement that China's growing military and assertive behavior was presenting challenges, and accused the Chinese of working to undermine global order with systemic challenges to the rules-based international order. Separately, Biden said the U.S. would respond in kind if Putin chooses not to cooperate on cybersecurity. Meanwhile, new reporting shows that the Trump Justice Department subpoenaed Apple looking for information about an account that belonged to the sitting White House counsel and then barred the company from telling him about it. Don McGahn and his wife both received disclosures from Apple last month that their accounts were subpoenaed by the Justice Department in February 2018. It's not clear what the FBI was investigating, but the DOJ appears to have accessed McGahn's information around the same time that it was reported that Trump had ordered McGahn that previous June to have Robert Mueller fired. McGahn threatened to quit instead, and Trump backed down. The seizure of McGahn's records also happened the same month that the Justice Department subpoenaed Apple for data related to the leaks of information about the Russia inquiry, which included more than 12 people who were connected to the House Intelligence Committee, including two of its Democratic members. Nancy Pelosi called on former Attorneys General William Barr and Jeff Sessions, as well as Rod Rosenstein, who was Deputy Attorney General at the time, to testify under oath in the House about what they knew. Rosenstein said he was not aware of a subpoena that targeted Democratic members of Congress. At the time of the subpoena, Jeff Sessions was recused from the Russia probe, meaning the leak investigation would have fallen under Rosenstein's purview. Sessions also told people that he does not recall approving a subpoena for lawmakers' data in a leak case. And former Attorney General William Barr, who took office a year after the subpoena was issued, said he does not recall discussing a probe for lawmakers' data either during his time leading the department, adding that he never discussed the leak cases with Trump. The current Attorney General, Merrick Garland, said the DOJ will tighten its rules around seizing information about members of Congress and their aides, and also vowed strict accountability for officials who let politics affect their work. Garland said his deputy, Lisa Monaco, will review and update the department's existing policies when it comes to obtaining records of the legislative branch, noting that we must ensure that full weight is accorded to separation of powers concerns moving forward. The announcement came as John Demers, a Trump-era official who leads the DOJ's National Security Division, which oversees leak investigations, said he plans to resign at the end of next week. Garland will also meet with executives from CNN, The New York Times, and The Washington Post to discuss the Trump administration's leak investigation that involved seeking reporter records from all three of those media outlets. And finally, Mitch McConnell threatened to block any Supreme Court nominee put forward by Biden during the 2024 election cycle if Republicans gain control of the Senate next year. McConnell suggested that if he became majority leader again, he would give Biden a Supreme Court nominee in 2023 a fair shot at a hearing if the person was not a radical but a normal mainstream liberal. He did, however, admit that the prospects were highly unlikely, adding that we'd have to wait and see what happens. And in the polls, ABC News says 52% of Americans say they trust Biden to negotiate on the country's behalf with other world leaders, 49% trust him to negotiate with Putin specifically, and 57% of Americans say they have confidence in Biden to do the right thing regarding world affairs. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website, And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.